William Allen White is known today for the School of Journalism at the University of Kansas, named in his memory. At one time, he was known nationwide as the Sage of Emporia, a prominent voice from small-town America, elevating his hometown and his native state along the way. A two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, he had an opinion about most topics of the day, which he regularly expressed in his newspaper and shared with the nation's leaders. A glance at his address book reveals names like Sir James Barrie, H.G. Wells, and Herbert Hoover. Born in Emporia, White grew up in El Dorado, where as a teenager he was a newspaper apprentice. Educated at the College of Emporia and University of Kansas, he began his career as a reporter for the Kansas City Star. Then he and his new wife, Sally, purchased the Emporia Gazette in 1895. He welcomed his readers by writing, "The new editor hopes to live here until he is the old editor." At a time when newspapers were backed by political parties, White took a different stand, developing a distinctive writing style peppered with passion. He adopted the editorial creed of saying what we please, when we please. He gained national attention with his editorial on the Populist Party's control of the state, saying Kansas was losing her wealth, population, and standing. Republican leaders around the country embraced the message, including Theodore Roosevelt, who became his friend and confidant, giving White an influential voice in the party's future. He wrote for numerous national magazines and authored books, which helped to support his newspaper business. White advocated for the progressive movement and cautioned about impending war. When his teenage daughter died riding her horse, he responded with a eulogy, celebrating her glowing, gorgeous, fervent soul, which became one of the most famous editorials of the time. When his friend, Governor Henry J. Allen, supported a law prohibiting picketing during the coal miners' strike, White rallied for free speech. "You can have no wise laws unless there is free expression of the wisdom of the people." He placed a sign supporting the strike in the newspaper's window and was arrested. When the Ku Klux Klan began spreading messages of hate in Kansas, White launched an unsuccessful campaign for governor as an independent, writing, "Kansas, with her high intelligence and pure American blood, of all states, should be free of this taint of bigotry and terror." His efforts reduced their strength and led Kansas to become the first state to outlaw the Klan. He championed Great Britain before World War II and chaired a national committee to aid the Allies. Perhaps his favorite topic was expressing pride for his native state. When anything is going to happen in this country, it happens first in Kansas. He and Sally loved to entertain guests in their home, Red Rocks, including five U.S. presidents. Their home is open to the public as a state historic site, and the Gazette continues to be operated by their family members.